This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I got some good news and I got some bad news. The good news is that Congress has decided not to shut down the federal government. The bad news is that Congress has decided not to shut down the federal government.
You thought the uncertainty in October 1 was bad. Wait to see what it's going to be like in December when the short-term funding bill runs out and we go through it all again.
That's Stan Collender, a budget savant at Corvus in Washington, who we talk to from time to time, and he offers us our theme of the day, uncertainty, that the Congress, playing fast and loose with the federal budget, and the Fed, on whom everybody is waiting to make up its mind, aren't helping things economy-wise with their dithering.
There's no doubt that the government is adding to the uncertainty. So you get a combination of legislative and regulatory changes that are just not what the market's expecting, and that has to be uncertainty.
And the market hates uncertainty, as you know. The Fed meets next on interest rates at the end of October. The government is going to be funded until December the 11th. But in the meanwhile, there is a whole economy out there trying to figure out what's going on. Again, Lisa Goldenberg runs the Delaware Steel Company of Pennsylvania. She is one of our go-tos.
I guess this is where we were 2 years ago, right? The entire economy shuts down. We all get up and go to work every day and run our businesses. We're actually buying and selling and manufacturing things to keep ourselves and our employees employed and keep the economy going. So we need government's help to get on the same page so that everyone's keeping things moving forward.
Pretty sure I don't need to tell you this, but no, it is not supposed to work this way. So how did we get here? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams now on the rise of the stopgap government.
Continuing resolutions have been in the congressional toolbox since the 1800s, but Princeton's Julian Zelizer says the way they're used today is a more recent development.
Instead of a short-term fix, as they were used before the 1970s, instead they became the way in which we decide how much we're going to fund programs over the course of the year.
Blame Watergate, which led Congress to take control of the budget from the White House. The idea was to create a streamlined, open budget process. If that didn't work, continuing resolutions could be a backup plan. Or you could just use them all the time.
During all but three of the last 30 years, Congress has used continuing resolutions.
Michelle Sager is with the Government Accountability Office.
And they create uncertainty about when agencies will receive their final appropriations, as well as what the final level of funding will be.
And that uncertainty can be expensive.
It costs you more money to buy services in chunks in 3 or 4 months.
Max Steyer of the Partnership for Public Service estimates that costs billions. And remember, government workers have to prepare for a shutdown just in case.
The truth is that damage has already been done. We're already distracting people who are doing vital things for the American public from doing the jobs that we really want them to do.
In the case of Congress, the job people really want them to do starts with keeping the lights on. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.